Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, July 5th. Hope everybody had a tremendous 4th of July holiday. It was a beautiful 71 degrees out here in Los Angeles. Now, we're in a beach town, so it's kind of nice. Went to the beach during the day. I played well in cornhole. I don't know if you guys have played a lot of cornhole. It was not really around when I was growing up. But I know it's kind of a big deal out here in California, also in, you know, the Northeast. I know when I go back, which is rare, a lot of people play cornhole now. Listen, it's a fun game. Easy to dominate when you have the skill set that I do. No, I'm just kidding. Went to the beach, saw some fireworks. It was fun. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. Talking to a bunch of people out here, everybody, first question, Jay, where do you think KD's going? Are the Lakers getting Kyrie Irving? That's all I got asked about. All day, anytime I ran into a dad, I was, you know, went to the bathroom up the beach. You know, there's a bathroom, and then you walk back, and I see a dad that I know. He's like, I'm like, what's up? You know, instantly start talking. Like, the second question, yo, are we getting Kyrie or what? I'm sitting here like, why does anyone want him out here in LA? I swear, people keep thinking the Kyrie Irving that the Lakers may get, are expected to get, are rumored to get, the one LeBron wants to get. That's the Kyrie Irving they remember hitting a shot 6 years ago to beat the Warriors. That's the Kyrie people think they're getting. The reality of Kyrie Irving is that's not the guy you're getting. He has been a different dude since then. He shipwrecked that Cavs team after hitting the shot the next season. Remember, quit, said, I'm out, I'm done, we have no chance, trade me. Then he goes to Boston and can't mess with their young group at all. Decides to leave for Brooklyn. Brooklyn doesn't want to mix with James Harden. And what do you know? They get swept in the first round. Like, just think, Kyrie Irving today is not the Kyrie Irving from 6 years ago. Lakers fans need to get that through their thick damn skulls, because I'm getting increasingly angry, not just the prospect of Kyrie coming to the Lakers, because it sounds like LeBron wants it. There's no market for Kyrie outside the Lakers. And the bigger problem was Westbrook, which we'll get to in a sec, but all these guys are like excited. Oh, Kyrie in that layup package. Dude, he's so dynamic. He's so good. If he was good, why hasn't he done anything since hitting that game-winning shot in 2016? Why hasn't he done anything? What has he done? One all-NBA team since then? I'm pretty sure that's it. Like, he's hurt all the time. His attitude is, oh, it reminds me of Dazed and Confused, one of my favorite movies. Dazed and Confused, the football coach is yelling at the quarterback who's hanging out, you know, with the potheads and partying and drinking and all this stuff. And he goes, you are in the need of a serious attitude adjustment. And, you know, the football players kind of laugh at the coach. And it's like, that's what Kyrie needs, but nobody can tell him that because he don't listen to nobody. I will remind you, 2017 NBA Finals. Well, maybe it wasn't the finals, but it was like late 2017. At a practice, Ty Lue's trying to tell him what to do, and he's like, he throws the ball back at Ty Lue and says, I'm out of here. This is LeBron's team. You tell him what to do. Like, that's the attitude that he has. He really thinks he's the man. And then I asked somebody this. I said, okay, let's just say hypothetically the Lakers get Kyrie. Is he the one, the two, or the three? Okay, we know he was not the one in Brooklyn. He ain't the one with the Lakers. So then is Kyrie your second option? I would venture no. I think he's your third. How is that going to sit for a guy who just built a team in Brooklyn? How is he going to handle getting far fewer shots? You guys know this. When Anthony Davis is healthy, the Lakers are very damn good. When AD and LeBron are healthy, the Lakers are title contenders. And I know what you're saying. I can hear you as I pause there. I can hear you guys saying, but they're never healthy. Neither is Kyrie Irving. Do you not see this? It's plainly obvious this will be a spectacular disaster. Lakers fans are so geeked about it. Oh, we're getting Kyrie. We're dumping Westbrook. Well, I mean, got to get rid of Westbrook. I understand that. I get that. I'm fine. Get rid of Westbrook. And this is where it becomes problematic because for whatever reason, you can't hear anybody floating logical potential Russell Westbrook trades from the Lakers. Why not? Why is that? And I know what you're going to say. Nobody wants Westbrook. Nobody wants Kyrie. Oh, Jason, that makes sense. Why don't we trade the two guys nobody wants for each other? That always works out, right? That's just a great solution. Nobody wants these two. Let's switch them. Come on, guys. If the Lakers had a clue, they would find any team willing to ship a shooter out of town. Anyone. I don't even care if it's a mediocre shooter. Get something for Westbrook that's not Kyrie Irving. And listen, even if, let's say Anthony Davis is hurt, LeBron and Kyrie, they're not even top three in the East if AD goes down. They're not. They're not Denver, they're not the Clippers, and they're certainly not the Warriors. Hell, I don't even think they're the Mavericks, but that's another story. So you're basically looking at 38-year-old LeBron, who turns 39 in December, always injured, AD, a.k.a. always down, and Kyrie Irving, who's hurt every single playoffs that he's been in. I believe every single playoffs he's been in, he's been hurt. And oh, by the way, he was not good in that Boston series. So the clamoring for Kyrie is troubling. The only thing that makes sense is, well, at least we're dumping Westbrook. And I get it. Westbrook was terrible last year. But as I told you guys last week, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. I know Westbrook was getting dumped on by everybody. Westbrook, his kids are having a tough time in school because his dad is playing awful. Like, it was a tough go for Russell Westbrook. I know this is going to be a tough sell, but don't you think logically Westbrook is going to say, well, that just did not work. I'm going to have to adjust. You can't ask LeBron, the GOAT, our best player, to adjust. I don't know that there can be adjustments for Anthony Davis, given he's a big guy. So the only guy who needs to adjust is Russell Westbrook. And then the question becomes, well, can he? Is Russell Westbrook capable of adjusting? And if the answer is yes, then what do you need Kyrie Irving for? I don't see the lure of Kyrie Irving even though, and there will be moments when Kyrie, LeBron, and AD are healthy and it goes great and they, you know, they peel off 9 wins in a row. I told you it was going to work. It's working. Forget about what happens in December and January. By the way, he probably will go AWOL in January out here in LA. Nothing makes sense. Now, the reports are Kyrie was out here during the July 4th weekend. I don't know if he's putting pressure on LeBron, but the one analogy I told a buddy was Kyrie Irving is the, you know, the super hot girl in your high school. Everybody knows she's crazy, but she's super duper hot. So a lot of people are like, oh, I want to make that my girlfriend. I want to go to the prom with her. And all your friends tell you, dude, don't, come on. She's crazy. It's not going to go well. You've got to look beyond the obvious. Don't do it. And if your friend's an idiot, he'll do it anyway. If your friend's smart, he'll listen to you. And I'm just, I can't see any scenario where Kyrie Irving works out for the Lakers and they win a championship. I can see them losing in the second round. There will be squabbling because, you know, Kyrie was on one of those LeBron teams. He knows how it goes. The third man, a.k.a. Chris Bosh, a.k.a. Kevin Love, is the guy who gets all the blame. You think Kyrie Irving is going to take blame? He's not built that way. He refuses to accept blame for anything. Goes AWOL on the Nets, doesn't apologize. Had the audacity after the season, after the stunts that he pulled, had the audacity to say when they got swept, yeah, I'll sit down with Kevin and the owner and the GM and we'll figure this out. I don't understand the lure of Kyrie Irving. We'll come back to Kyrie in a moment. I just want to quickly on Kevin Durant. And it's weird that the Kyrie thing is kind of bigger to me because obviously he could go to the Lakers and form joint forces with LeBron. But this Kevin Durant Warriors stuff is a little bit silly, guys. Let's be realistic. The big news over the weekend was, the Warriors would accept Kevin Durant. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. The Warriors, who were dominant with Kevin Durant, are going to take him back if they can get him. Well, of course so. Of course they would. But the smart person says, well, wait a minute. How are the Warriors getting Kevin Durant? Oh, yeah, no big deal. They'll just give up Wiggins, Kuminga, Poole, Wiseman, you know, two or three of those four guys. Really? I'm doing that for Kevin Durant? No way. Absolutely not. For what, one more title? What, Kevin Durant was to come back to Golden State and help Curry win another ring? Kevin Durant's got his own problems. He's not going back to Golden State. I mean, I know we'll say Warriors would accept it. That is just unequivocally not happening. That's a non-starter. I think it's silly to bring it up. He's not going back to Golden State. The teams that make the most sense, obviously Phoenix. I don't think Miami's up there anymore. New Orleans over the weekend signed Zion to his rookie extension, so I think that removes Zion from the equation. So I think the Pelicans are out. I saw a lot of chatter about the Raptors. Maybe. It's not that attractive to me. Like, Kevin Durant and OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet. Like, I don't think that's better than the Celtics. I don't think that's better than the Bucks. That's a really, really good team in the East. They'd probably make them third. I mean, is it better than Miami Heat? It's better than the Hawks on paper. But all this is on paper, right? I mean, 2 years ago, the Hawks weren't better than anybody on paper. They went to the conference finals. Last year, Dallas wasn't better than anybody on paper, and they got to the conference finals. Like, things happen. Injuries happen. You just got to put yourself in position to succeed, which is why I gushed about it on yesterday's pod. For those of you who missed it, I did talk about things besides the Nerf gun battle at SoFi Stadium, just so you know. I think it's pretty clear Minnesota made a move so that they're in the mix and ready to be there should somebody get injured. Like, Minnesota on paper is not, you know, the best or second best or third best team in the West, but things break their way. Sure, why not? How many times do we need to go over this? Guys get hurt all the time. This happens. It's the NBA. Like, did anybody think Memphis would be the number two seed in the West before, like, this time last year? Absolutely not. So I think you guys just need to understand things happen. And I know that somebody's going to try to throw that in my face. Well, Jason, if all these things happen that are out that nobody's expecting, why can't Kyrie Irving work? Well, you know, a little bit different. You know, you're trying to move the goalposts on me, or I'm moving them on myself technically. But We've seen this Kyrie Irving show for the last 5 years. It's been a disaster. Memphis was on the come up. Dallas on the come up. Atlanta on the come up. These teams are making moves upward. Kyrie Irving is going the opposite way. He's getting older, more combative, arguing more, uncertain about what he wants. Like, that's not anything that I want to get in bed with, but it sounds like the Lakers are. Now, I know the real question is, what happens if Rob G and I were to go to a game? Are we booing Kyrie Irving? Do I have brass enough big ones to boo Kyrie Irving during the introductions? And that's a legitimate question.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, as cool as it sounds, Jason, the idea of you heckling Kyrie Irving from the lower bowl, you know, because only rich people such as yourself can afford tickets down there, I'm willing to bet that you don't actually have the stones to ridicule Kyrie Irving, considering you are, number one, a public figure. So the thought of Jason McIntyre on FS1 and the Straight Fire podcast booing Kyrie Irving when he's sitting around Colin Cowherd and Denzel Washington probably won't go over well, number one. But number two, I just don't think that you're that kind of guy to do that. I don't see you booing Kyrie Irving.
You're not that guy. Event.
No, you're not that guy, pal. Video? You're not that guy.
So to an extent, you are correct. Now, how's this? If he goes AWOL from the Lakers for, I don't know, let's say 5 games, doesn't say where he is and then comes back, the kind of stunt he pulled last time in Brooklyn, what about then? Different story?
I think he's more likely to deal with issues from the front office and internally, from LeBron James especially, than he is to have to worry about Jason McIntyre booing him from the fourth row.
I mean, what do you mean LeBron? He didn't care about Kevin Durant or James Harden.
That's what? Fine. But here's, I mean, I listened to your spiel, which there was a lot of really good points. Even if I disagree with you, I can admit you had some really salient points in there. However, it's been well documented now that the only success that Kyrie Irving has had as an NBA player, relative, you know, success, has been when LeBron James was front and center as the leader of the team. It's been proven now, to your point, over the last 5-6 years, that when Kyrie Irving is the man running the show and he's running around unchecked, that's when he gets into trouble. That's when he decides that he's bigger than the team, that he knows better than everybody else, that, you know, the rest of us are just kind of pawns on a chessboard for him.
So it sounds like you think Kyrie had some aha moment. And all of a sudden, it hit him. You know what? I'm not that guy. I'm not the alpha. I can't handle it. I need to go back to LeBron where he can be the big dog and I can be the Robin. You really think that went through Kyrie Irving's head?
Not that exact way about being the Robin. What I think that he has come to the realization as, number one, the Lakers give me a better chance to win. I think LeBron, AD, Kyrie, that trio alone is better than whatever they can put together in Brooklyn, even if they all stay together. Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons, whatever. Just because the pieces would be such a seamless fit. But number two, I think more importantly, Kyrie Irving, especially after the year that he just had, where he's always in the media, he's always in the public sphere, everyone's talking about him, everybody's putting their two cents about him out into the ether. I think he'd rather just play basketball occasionally and worry about his, you know, own mental health or whatever it is he does, and have it not become the focal point of every conversation. The one thing that good or bad about LeBron James is he sucks so much air out of the room wherever he goes that everybody else in there who's around him kind of falls by the wayside. LeBron James is going to be the first, second, and third story on a night-to-night basis every night. And Kyrie Irving can play ball, and he's very good at that, and put out his funky tweets and his weird Instagram live videos. I'm assuming if the Lakers do get him, there's going to be some kind of agreement that he's going to be able to load manage his way through the season.
30-year-old needing to load, man.
I think it'd be a good fit.
Barely played the last 2 years. He's always hurt. Rob, I think you're missing one key component, and that's money. The only reason Kyrie will act like he's ready to be a good soldier is so he can hoodwink the Lakers for a year, get them to pony up the Benjamins and give him a max offer after the season. That's the only reason. And then, of course, that would end in total catastrophe because you know that Kyrie Irving is not long for anyone. I mean, this guy would not fall in line around the Boston Celtics team where he was the alpha. He wouldn't do it in Brooklyn, the team he built. And now all of a sudden he just, he has the self-awareness. All of a sudden something hit him. Probably like money hit him in the head, like a stack of Benjamins just hit him and be like, oh, wait, you want that money? You better fall in line and be a good soldier for a year. I don't think he's got it in him. I think he can play the game and fake the funk. You know, like you meet a girl that's out of your league and you can fake it for a little while, but eventually the real you is going to emerge. And I think we're going to see the real Kyrie. I think the implosion would probably happen around either the first, you know, once AD goes down, and let's be real. I mean, I'm not wishing injury. The guy's hurt every year. Come on.
Right.
The first injury to Kyrie or AD, and you're going to see Kyrie just extended. Oh, he's going to be back in a week. No, he's not going to be back. There's a 3-4 week thing. And then you're like, where is this guy? And then the Lakers supporting cast is total dog manure, that's what we expect, right? I mean, they get Kyrie, what? Who's going to want to play with Kyrie Irving?
You know what's funny, though, is every single current and former player that we've spoken to has a much higher opinion of Kyrie Irving than the media.
Well, wait, that's a different thing than I want to play on that guy's team, right? Like, I think he's awesome. But yeah, I think he's a great finisher. He's a super talent. Nobody can guard him. I mean, yeah, he can't win a playoff series to save his life at this juncture. But do people want to play with him? And LeBron and Anthony Davis? I mean, Rob, if we thought it was a circus with Westbrook, yeah, I went there. What on earth is going to happen with Kyrie? By the way, is the sage burning going to go over better here than it did in Brooklyn and Boston?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's burning sage out here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And is it possible that he would kind of fake the funk, as you said, to get that long-term deal and then bounce and then, you know, ruin it later? Absolutely. The thing, though, is name me a better trio than those three together.
Kawhi, Paul George, Reggie Jackson?
No. You don't ever say that again. So
Curry,
those
Clay,
three,
and Jordan Poole?
No. Those three alone are talented
enough.
Wait a minute.
Giannis, Middleton, and Holiday. They won the title 2 years ago.
Do you really believe that that trio is better than LeBron, AD, and Kyrie?
I'm not a Kyrie believer. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I mean, 2016, okay. He hit a great shot. What has he done? Listen, Drew
He's
Holiday.
A 50-40-90 guy.
Who?
Kyrie.
When?
Like 2 years ago. Last year, he was almost right there again.
Last year, he was third team All-NBA?
Kyrie, 2 years ago, when James Harden first got there. He was a 50-40-90 guy.
Oh, James Harden got there for 2 weeks. He was a 50-40-90.
Oh,
come
gosh.
On. Longevity matters. By the way, Kyrie, let's see, 2 years, played a whopping 54 games. He was 50-40-90, correct.
Here's the thing.
Hold on. He sagged after that to 46-41-90.
Okay, yeah, really sagged to 46-41. You know,
by the way, he played 29 games.
Your
and
favorite
what did he do in the
player,
playoffs?
Steph Curry, does not get 46-41-90 last season.
Oh, yeah, where was that in the playoffs for Kyrie? He had 44-38.
Yeah, he wasn't good. He was not good.
I think
but here's the
generous.
Thing.
He was freaking terrible.
Those three players alone are good enough to make you contenders. Those three and a decent supporting cast, which if they get Kyrie Irving, all indications are either Joe Harris or Seth Curry is coming as well. So those three and a decent supporting cast, not only can they contend,
well, listen,
they can win the
Seth
whole
Curry,
thing.
If you get Seth Curry in that package, I don't know how. That makes no sense to me. They're going to give up Kyrie and Seth Curry for Russell Westbrook. That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's draft picks, basically. That's what you're doing.
So, but, by the way, last time Kyrie's been out of the second round, can you riddle me that?
Last season and no. He did it with Boston. Didn't they win it?
He was
no,
injured.
They lost.
He was injured.
Yeah. Okay. Then the last season in Cleveland,
2017,
yeah.
When they got destroyed. So, I know people think I'm being extra harsh on Kyrie. It's not intentional, and you have to admit a lot of it is facts.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, everything that you said is true. I just think that this past season has shown us, especially, Klay Thompson played half the season. Draymond played about a third of the season. Steph Curry's in and out of the lineup. As long as they get to the postseason, though, when everybody's 0-0 and it's all about matchups, I can't think of any team that can say with a straight face, our best three matches up with your best three. And it's not just the talent, it's the fit. All three of those guys are different players. They're all unique in their own way, where their skills don't intercross and make it so it's duplicative, like some of these other, you know, play like Kawhi and Paul George. As great as they are, there is nothing complimentary about their games. They're both individually fantastic. Kawhi, not that great of a playmaker. Paul George, not that great of a playmaker. LeBron James is arguably the best point guard in NBA history, if you want to call him a point guard. Anthony Davis, one of the great defenders, one of the great rim runners and finishers. Kyrie Irving is a wizard who can score from anywhere.
You know what I heard about all last season was the Phoenix Suns were loaded, and they're the best in the West, and their record, and they're going back to the finals, and they destroyed everybody in clutch time minutes, all that stuff.
Right.
What happened? You know, like, things happen. I mean, Phoenix, now Phoenix went from being the number one seed, I think twice in a row, or were they two the year before? I don't remember.
They were two.
Okay, they were two and they went to the finals. They were one and they lost in the second round. And now people are talking about it. I'm like, wow, it might be time to retool in Phoenix if you don't get KD. You know, Chris Paul's almost cooked. He looked washed in the final few games against Dallas. Ayton's good, done. Go play video games. Like, see how quickly these things end? I don't want to spend too much time on Kevin Durant because I'll be honest, he's out here in LA, last I saw, working with some with the guy Lethal Shooter, among others. And it's starting to sound like the Kevin Durant deal is not as imminent as everybody thought. This is going to take, Rob, three or four teams. The permutations are getting crazy because it's, I'm Kevin Durant, and Rudy Gobert got four first-round picks, so you don't think the Nets are going to push for five? And where are you going to get five picks from and players? That's not happening. So you're going to have to cobble together a bunch of stuff. I don't know. The more I think, I really do think Donovan Mitchell could be on the move. People don't want to say that, oh, come on, Donovan Mitchell. No, they're going to rebuild around him. Even Woj wrote that. Have you seen what's around him, Rob? There's nothing in Utah. Donovan Mitchell doesn't want to be there. I'm not sure. Something's going to go down. I mean, I don't see KD going back to Golden State. I still think Phoenix has the inside track, but they don't have enough assets to appease Brooklyn. And at the end of the day, Brooklyn doesn't have to trade Kevin Durant. I think they will, but they're going to put up the stance that we don't have to. So this may be a drawn-out process, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Brian Lewis, I believe from the New York Post, actually reported late on 4th of July last night that he would, not saying he wouldn't be surprised, but the Nets are letting it be known that they might even let this play out into training camp. I don't personally don't believe that because I think that it would be a terrible thing for your locker room and your culture when you let guys into that locker room who do not want to be there. Shout out to James Harden. Like, it's a terrible situation.
To be there, and then he ran into Kyrie Irving, right?
No, not just there. I'm talking about in Houston, too. He was calling out players on his team and how they're not good enough for him to win with, and so he's got to get out of there, and it's like, I mean, there's a reason why Anthony Davis in New Orleans, that they wanted to send him home because they knew he didn't want to be there, and the NBAPA said no, so he had to play like 20 minutes a night and then sit down the rest of these games. But to me, this is all leverage. The Brooklyn Nets made a series of mistakes by letting it be known that they're going to work with Kevin Durant and his representatives to get him out of town, and then compounded it when their owner and the owner's son started retweeting, liking, sharing tweets, mentioning how they're looking forward to getting back to Nets culture and want guys who are more worried about the team than themselves. Once you get those things out into the universe and those wheels are in motion, you cannot pull back from that. And Brooklyn, to your point, I don't think there's any team that can realistically make the kind of offer that you would warrant for Kevin Durant, where it's 3 to 4 first round picks, some pick swaps, at least one all-star and another young player. I don't think there's a team out there that can offer something like that that would make sense for Kevin Durant. However, when you're operating from a position of weakness, everybody knows you're going to trade him. That's how you end up getting these, I'm not going to call them low ball, but Mikal Bridges is a nice player. DeAndre Ayton is a nice player. Those two guys and four first-round picks should not be enough for Kevin Durant in any way, shape, or form.
Wait. Have either of them been an all-star?
No.
Yeah, well, theoretically, yes, that you're right. But how do you even value a 34-year-old who's had the injury history that KD does? I mean, Rob, how many more great years does he have? One or two?
At least two. He's one of those guys where his game is going to age gracefully because he's so skilled.
But will his body? Because it has not.
That's fair to say. Well, hopefully, wherever he goes, they're not playing him 40 minutes a night like Steve Nash did.
Well, you had to when you were Nash because Kyrie wasn't
showing
up.
That's your guy. I know you want to defend Steve Nash because he was your neighbor for a hot second.
You kind of had to, right? If Kyrie's not showing up and they ran Harden out of town and Ben Simmons wasn't there, I mean, they had to make the playoffs. Weren't they the 7th seed?
Correct.
Right. So, like, they kind of had to ride KD, and I feel bad for Durant. But ultimately, like, you know, some all these people are black. I mean, I'm just talking about shitting all over Kevin Durant. Oh, Jake, come on. How can you defend this fraud? He's been on, what is it, 4 teams in 5 years? This guy's a joke. And I didn't really respond to any of it. I was like, you guys know that in the – oh, I'm sorry, KD. So OKC, Golden State, Brooklyn. So this will be his 4th team in 6 years. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, have you guys done LeBron? Right? Wasn't he on Miami, Cleveland, and the Lakers in, what, like a 5, 6, 7 year span? Something like that? Maybe 8? No, he got to the Lakers in 19. So I think it was a 6 year span. Like, this is the new era. Superstars change teams all the time. I don't know. Can you blame Kevin Durant for wanting out? Does he? What I want to know is, does he want away from Kyrie Irving? Does he want out of Brooklyn? Like, I don't understand. He has 4 years left on his deal. Or, I'm sorry, 3 years, I guess, now, right?
No, he has four. The extension hasn't even kicked in yet.
So he has 4 years left. Like, does he not think they can win? And if he doesn't, that goes back to my thesis from last week that Steph Curry broke him. I can't win alongside Kyrie Irving. I got swept in the first round, and Curry beat those guys in the finals? Well, I can't win. So is that him saying, I can't win here, I need to go somewhere I can win? Because that's par for the course in the NBA. Jabbar, Barkley, we talked about that before. A lot of guys do this. Kobe demanded a trade. You know, like Shaq left Orlando. Dwight Howard. You know, guys leave all the time. I can't fault him for that. As I said last week, I just don't think it's a great look for him. Like, what are you running from?
I'm with you. I guess the only issue, if there was one, with that line of thinking is that there's been so many conflicting reports about Kevin Durant and his motivations in the last, what is this now, week? I mean, most recently, the one, I don't know if you might have seen something different, but Sports Illustrated's Howard Beck reported that one of the biggest reasons why KD wants out is because he was so unhappy and disapproved of the way the Nets handled Kyrie from the beginning. Wait, according to Beck, this is the exact quote, he was unhappy that his friend is unhappy. So I don't know if Kevin Durant, when he got to Brooklyn and him and Kyrie were a package deal, that he let it be known that they were in it together. And if one of them was gone, they were both gone. That's possible. The other thing that's possible, exactly like you said, it could not have felt good to him to see the Warriors win without it. So maybe he realizes, look, they're going to get rid of Kyrie. He's the only reason why I came here. I need to win a championship for me to re-elevate myself to where I think I should be. And in order to do so, I'm going to make a request to the two number one seeds in the NBA. And I'm going to also request that at least two other All-Stars are still there if I'm going to get traded there.
I will head out on this note, Rob.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I feel bad going after Durant because, you know, we did have a friendship, if you will, over IG. And after I tagged him in what I had said that Steph Curry broke him, he came after me. And I didn't want to open the podcast with this because, you know, then everybody's going to try to make a big deal. The aggregators jump in and I look like an ass clown. Like, oh, you're trying to leverage whatever you got with Durant. So I'm just going to read you guys because this is for the T1s, right? Rob's not going to program this. I tagged Durant and he said, y'all love giving Steph credit for everything I do. Man, you can say he's your God without bringing my name up. I promise. This is Durant typing to me. I've sent the screen grabs to Rob. I've sent it to a couple other people. I'm not posting them online. I said, I'd say listen to it, KD, for the nuance, because I've defended much of what you've done, but this move reeks of, we got swept by Boston and Steph beat Boston. And then this is where he gets a little angry. That's because you believe my career is about competing with Steph on all-time lists. You guys don't know my motives at all. You just protect how you would feel if you were me, be better, man. And I was like, well, I think he must have me confused with somebody. And I said, you want to be the best Kevin Durant you can be. That's all any of us want, to be the best version of us. We haven't seen the best version of you since you left Golden State because Kyrie never brought that out of you. Obviously, a risky move there for me going after Kyrie. Can you be the best KD and Monty system? Impossible next to Russ. Impossible next to Kyrie. Dallas, your best fit with Luka. Set up for success. Are you ready for this, Rob? This is KD. Delusional take. I played great basketball in Brooklyn. Look at the film and the numbers. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't need another man to motivate me. I don't know where he's just... And this is where... Robin, sorry, I'm interrupting. I feel like we're talking past each other because I never said he wasn't great in Brooklyn. That wasn't the best Kevin Durant, and that wasn't MVP Kevin Durant. He had one really, really incredible stretch against the Bucks, but that wasn't the best Kevin Durant. I didn't think it was. He was great, no doubt. Nobody's saying he wasn't good, but I'm talking Warriors KD, which is best player in the league, MVP of the finals. Like, we haven't seen that guy. Rob, have we seen that guy?
No.
Okay. So then he said, I just think you don't know what it takes to be a great athlete, so you just guess based on what other athletes do. It's okay to say you don't know the formula. You smart, but not that smart. And I said, okay, so what's the formula? And he said, titles are won by organizations. You putting not winning a title solely on my shoulders, LOL. You question, this is Kevin Durant, upset. You question my individual character and game based on lack of team success. It's just never telling the whole story when you operate like that. And I'm like, Rob, isn't team success everything?
Absolutely.
Would you rather win the championship or win an MVP and lose in the first or second round? There's
Give
no
me all
way.
The chips.
Yeah, exactly. So if titles are won by organizations, you followed Kyrie to an organization, KD. Like, this is on you. Right? It is. Like, nobody's saying you have to go join Kyrie. He convinced you to go there. And then you guys go there. You're together for 3 years. There's COVID. There's injuries. You don't win jack squat. Listen, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are facing the same music. The only thing is, they're not on IG constantly battling with people and putting out cryptic tweets. Like, they don't... I mean, maybe Paul George is. I haven't seen his account in a while, but I think he, at one point, stopped letting people tag him on IG. But, like, isn't this similar to Paul George and Kawhi, Rob?
Absolutely. And you know what's funny is for all the talk about Brooklyn not being able to tank when after they make these KD and Kyrie trades because they don't have any of their picks, the Clippers, I believe, are even worse position with their picks because not only do they owe them all to Oklahoma City, but they have what might be the most injury-prone superstar in NBA history leading the way in Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, people forget Kawhi Leonard went to... I think LeBron tried to get him to the Lakers, Rob. Check
Correct.
Me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
And then Kawhi's like, no, I'll go to the Clippers and start my own thing. Let me go grab Paul George. And remember, the Lakers had wanted Paul George. And then Paul George stayed with Russ and OKC, I believe. Maybe the timeline might be off on that. And then ultimately, Paul George, after 1 year with Russ, was like, oh, yeah, yeah, Kawhi, sure, I'll come. No problem. And then he goes there. They haven't won anything. And it's actually, I don't know if you want to guess who's been worse. But I mean, Paul George was hitting the side of the backboard in a 3-1 collapse against Denver. You know, I think you probably have to say the Clippers have been a little worse, given Brooklyn never was at full strength until this year in this Boston series, and they got swept, which is actually... what's worse, getting swept by Boston or blowing a 3-1 lead to Denver? Bubble versus... You know,
right. The Clippers is much worse. Yeah, all of their embarrassment came when they were fully healthy. Yeah. They had no excuses. Zero.
The Clippers just so out of mind because they were, you know, Kawhi didn't play a second all year, and Paul George gets COVID right before the play-in game loss.
And remember, it made me look real stupid in the process because I was calling him the most dangerous team in the playoffs, and then they didn't make the playoffs.
I agreed with you. I mean, listen, bud, Paul George, I think Kawhi went down in the Utah series, and Paul George just carried him on his back, him and Reggie Jackson, over Utah, which broke Donovan Mitchell. They haven't been the same since, and now they're done. So anyways, we've gone long on Kyrie. I, I've made it very clear, guys. I don't think Kyrie will be a good fit here. I'm sure they will go on a tear, and maybe they'll go 17-4, and everybody will be like, "Jason, you were wrong." It's like, all right, check back in with me in April, May, June. Let's see how that's going. It's a story of his career, his last 6 years. So I would do anything in my power to try to get anyone other than Kyrie Irving for Russell Westbrook. But, Rob, it appears you're going to get your guy. You said you want a Kyrie. You're excited. Lakers now become what most interested team in the NFL. But be real here. Kyrie, LeBron, AD, we don't know the rest. Are you putting them above Golden State, Denver, and the Clippers?
Preseason, no. In a series, the only one I wouldn't feel good about would be the Clippers.
So you put them definitely above the Warriors?
Yeah, in a series with LeBron and AD against that miniature front line in Golden State, absolutely.
We don't know what James Wiseman is.
Okay.
Also, by the way, I find it comical that somebody out there in the media is doing work saying Wiggins pool Wiseman and Kuminga for Durant. Like, I would absolutely laugh at that if I was the Warriors. I won a championship. Three of those four were instrumental. The other guy was a number two overall pick. I'm no way on earth doing that for Durant. No way. You don't tell me you would, Rob.
If I'm Golden State, I mean, it would be nice to run it back with the greatest team in NBA history.
For 1 year, they could extend this dynasty 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
I don't know. I mean, Emmanuel Moody's getting cooked up by the Lakers Summer League team.
Wait, Moses Moody?
Whatever, Emmanuel Moody.
I didn't
wrong
even
guy.
Mention him as one of the four
wrong
guys.
Guy.
Jordan Poole ain't in Summer League. but yeah. So your guy Cole Swindler, I saw you.
Oh, man. Jeez, I'm so excited. I'm going to get his jersey, I'm telling you.
So I saw he started at Villanova. And then went to Syracuse. And I'm like kind of a Syracuse fan. I don't really remember anything significant he did. And now he's like a 6'9", perfect 3-and-D guy. The next Austin Reeves. Like, don't get your hopes up, bro. All right. We've gone way too long. July 5th. Hope you guys had a great July 4th. NBA's going to stay in the headlines, man. The rumors, you know they're going to come hot and heavy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.